OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. The search for AJ Gupta continues, and Zuma budget hole leaves South Africa with tough decisions on tax. Has AJ Gupta left the country? That is what the Hawks are trying to establish. Hawks spokesperson Hangwani Malaudzi says they're casting a wide net.
We need to confirm it ourselves to say, yes, this man is in South Africa, we know, or this man is somewhere in the world.
Rewards of more than 1.5 million rand are being offered by businesswoman Magda Wirzika and NGO Forensics for Justice to anyone with information that will lead to his capture and that of four other people. Malaudzi says they've teamed up with various government arms to try and track them down.
Different stakeholders, your Home Affairs, your AXA, Customs, will be able to assist us in that regard.
Gupta is wanted on corruption charges relating to the probe at the Estina dairy farm in the Free State, which was allegedly used to launder money to the controversial family. Malaudzi's remaining mum on whether Duduzana Zuma, the son of former President Jacob Zuma, is also a wanted man.
What we are more concerned about is to apprehend Mr. R.J. Gupta and any other information that relates to any investigations that we are busy with will be made public.
South Africa may have a new finance minister soon following the replacement of its president, but whoever replaces Malusi Gigaba will still face a 50.8 billion rand hole in the nation's finances. Fin24 reports with growth in South Africa lagging that of peers after a second recession in less than a decade, tax collections have dwindled. That's intensified the difficulty faced by Gigaba and the National Treasury in striking the balance between finding more revenue and not choking off the country's fragile recovery. In November, the government pledged to cut spending by a further 25 billion rand over the next 3 years to avert another downgrade of its rand debt to junk. Since then, Moody's Investors Service has warned it might deliver just such a ratings cut and an uncosted pledge by former President Jacob Zuma for free higher education for poor students added 12.7 billion rand to the country's financial needs. And the Free State Department of Education has scooped no less than four first places in the annual National Teaching Awards held in Midrand in Gauteng at the weekend. Yolinda Daniel from Parys High School won the Excellence in School Teaching Award, while the Excellence in Grade R Teaching was awarded to Nsolo Ramabodu from the Nelson Mandela Primary School in Sasolburg. Sandile Mdladloze from Tobohlola Special School in Kwakwa scooped the Excellence in Special Needs category, and Andrew William Taylor from Brebner High School in Bloemfontein won the Excellence in Lifetime Achievement category. Provincial Education spokesperson Howard Ndaba says this is solid proof that the Free State is a fountain of hard-working, diligent and excellent teachers. Your top story at this hour. Has AJ Gupta left the country? That's what the Hawks are trying to establish. Reach OFM News via WhatsApp at 082 370 1268.